Good morning. This is Sonoma Spotlight. I'm Bruce Robinson, sitting in for Lynn Jacopetti. Today we're talking with Bill Myers, who is a mainstay of Team Sonoma and keeping the Sugarloaf State Park open. What's happening over there right now?
It's pretty exciting times right now, Bruce. Ever since Team Sugarloaf took over the operation of the park from the state, it's been busy, exciting fundraisers. Now we get no funding at all from the state of California, and so it's the money we raise at Sugarloaf Ridge State Park from campers, as well as a variety of fundraising efforts that we put on during the course of the year.
We'll get back to those in a minute, but for people who aren't acquainted with the park, what's there?
Sugarloaf Ridge State Park is a hidden gem. It's in the little tiny town of Kenwood, California, which is in the middle of the valley. Most people don't venture out there. On one end of the valley is the town of Sonoma. Everybody knows about that. At the other end of the valley is Santa Rosa. Everybody knows about that. But in the middle is Kenwood, dusty little town, population 1,100 people. And in the middle of it is Sugarloaf Ridge State Park.
Which is pretty big.
10,000 acres.
And the observatory is up there?
Yep. Ferguson Observatory is there. I remember when I first moved to Kenwood 20 years ago, they were soliciting volunteer money or donations to build that. And I remember giving a little tiny donation 20 years ago when I first moved to the town.
So there's camping now, hiking, picnicking, all the standard state park stuff.
That is correct.
And it's helping keep the place alive.
You bet. We've turned some of the hikes into fundraisers. I started leading monthly hikes at Sugarloaf with my friend Dave Chalk, Bill and Dave Hikes. In fact, BillandDaveHikes.com, if you don't mind a plug, Bruce. People can find the schedule for the whole year. We introduce people to that park, leading them on hikes there. But now we've turned them into fundraisers. For example, in the 4th of July, I led a group of 80 people up to the top of Bald Mountain, where we could see over 20 different fireworks displays. And folks were kind enough to pay $50 a pop to come up there and see this beautiful sight, and all the money went to keep the parks open. Most recently, we have started something called Funky Fridays.
Yeah, what's that?
Well, again, it's another pitch, if you don't mind, funkyfridays.info. It's a summer series of concerts. Even people that have been coming to Sugarloaf for years don't realize there's an amphitheater there. It was built about 10 years ago for campfire talks. And now, every Friday night, we are having live music. It's only $10 a head for people to come in and see it. We have food available and a variety of music. We had a great group last Friday, and over 200 people were there.
Is this something you had a hand in getting going?
My better half and I, Linda Pavlak, we came up with the idea just a month or so ago. And in that time period, we very quickly put together the website. We put together a Facebook page and booked 12 acts for the summer.
Sounds like a lot of work.
It has been. I sold my business last December, so I got time to be a do-gooder for once in my life.
You still have plenty of time to do some hiking, I imagine.
Oh, that's important. In fact, that's how I got into this. I had a heart problem as a hard-driving businessman, smoking cigarettes and eating pizza for years and years. And so after having angioplasty, I knew I had to change my lifestyle, and hiking is the central part of it. Hike every day.
So there are a lot of waterfalls up there, aren't there, at least seasonally?
There is one particularly beautiful one, and it's a relatively easy trail. For people that park in the main parking lot, it's a short little hike down to the waterfalls, and then you do the loop trail, come back up the Pony Gate Trail. And most people can handle that. Whereas other ones, for example, the Bald Mountain hike that I did on the 4th of July, that's almost 2,000-foot vertical and several hours round trip to get up there. It takes 2 hours just to get up to the top of the average person. So you can
That's fairly rigorous.
It can be. So there's hard hikes and there's easy hikes at Sugarloaf.
How much camping?
There are 48 campsites, and that's good in terms of income for the park, because that's where a good chunk of our money comes from, at the campsites, which are full every weekend.
So how is the economic outlook for the park these days?
I think it's good. Obviously, we all were shocked when Sugarloaf Ridge State Park was closed last year. We were, of course, all shocked later when we discovered the parks did have some money that was squirreled away somewhere and nobody knew about it. But in the meantime, Team Sugarloaf had taken it over. We've got a good handle on what the budget is. A good chunk of the money that we need to operate Sugarloaf Ridge comes in via the campsites. And the rest of it comes in with these fundraisers like Funky Fridays and hikes up to Bald Mountain.
So we're just about out of time. Let's quickly recap those websites to tell people more.
www.BillandDaveHikes.com and www.FunkyFridays.info.
So there you have it. Live music under the stars, or at least under the evening sky up at Sugarloaf. Information online. I'm Bruce Robinson in for Jerrold and Jacopetti. This has been Sonoma Spotlight. Have a great day.